This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
To Idahoans, I represent, to my staff, my Senate colleagues, but most importantly, to my wife and my family, I apologize for what I have caused. I am deeply sorry.
Senator Larry Craig of Idaho held a news conference today. As expected, he announced he would resign effective September 30th. After issuing his apology to his family and others, Mr. Craig said that he's stepping down because pursuing the legal case surrounding his arrest in an airport men's room in Minneapolis would be, quote, an unfair distraction. NPR's Martin Costi joins us from Boise. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what are the senator's legal options? Because he's already pled guilty.
I think most legal experts agree there aren't many options here. I think a lot of people are listening to him say that in part as part of just sort of his exit strategy here. It's really a somber case. I mean, this morning we just watched him announce his resignation here on this hill overlooking Boise, and it was a pretty quiet, somber crowd. Some of his supporters showed up, too. One woman compared it to an execution, political execution. And the Democrats who are watching here from the sidelines also are not celebrating, at least not publicly. So I think when he says he's resigning to pursue his legal options, well, he may have that, but reversing a guilty plea is very difficult, and I think, if nothing else, it does allow him to save a little face as he resigns here.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about why the resignation is effective September 30th, what he would hope to do over the next month?
What he's talking about is a transition. He wants an orderly transition to his replacement, whoever that may be. The governor here will choose the next interim senator to serve out the rest of his term. So I think the rationale there is sort of just to have an orderly transition of staff, of issues, that kind of thing. The senator is very involved in agricultural issues and questions of immigration reform. So I think they want to be able to transfer some of that know-how and expertise and staff to the new person.
Mm-hmm. And Martin, any would you consider solid reports as to who might replace Senator Craig?
Nothing attributable to anyone who will go on the record here, but all bets right now locally are on Jim Risch, who is the lieutenant governor right now and who is very politically ambitious and who was thought to be preparing to run for this office anyway if Craig were to resign.
Martin Costi in Boise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.